A new president in Sri Lanka bodes more trouble for believers. Instability fails to stop a ministry in Chad. And radio's key to evangelism for oral learners. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Sri Lankans voted Thursday for a new president. Candidate contention is overlaid with the threat of slaughter by the Tamil Tigers. Glenn Penner, a voice of the Martyrs Canada, says of the two candidates, the incumbent prime minister causes them more concern.
He has made an alliance with the pro-Marxists and the monks of the National Heritage Party, and these folks are definitely campaigning to have the anti-conversion legislation go through. If Mr. Rajapakse becomes the president, things could become quite tense, I'm afraid.
Penner says what's more, there are concerns over the backlash on believers. There are already threats against Christians.
We have received contacts from our friends in Sri Lanka who are fearing post-election violence. Some churches are reporting that unruly elements with extreme Buddhist political leanings have threatened to unleash violence after the election, in particular one Assemblies of God church in Kampaha district is under threat, actually being attacked.
Meanwhile, an insurrectionist strike was squashed this week in Chad. Tensions are high, but Africa Inland Mission's Peter McClure says the rebellion hasn't proven to be an obstacle for them.
We monitor the security situation carefully, and as right of now, it has not actually stopped our missionaries living where they stay. We're just more cautious in our travel. We have communication between us. There has been some security issues within the country. And we're just praying greatly that peace will remain.
McClure says their Bible translation work team has experienced remarkable freedom. However, if instability becomes cause for concern, the work will be continued by the indigenous team.
It's very, very hot, and transport is very difficult. We do struggle, and we have to have things to support us in our ministry. Whereas many of our Chadian Christian friends are amazingly resilient. They're used to Chad, and they can go into villages in a way that we can't.
You're listening to Mission Network News. In April 1994, it only took 100 days to see nearly 1 million people, over one-tenth of the population, killed during Rwanda's genocide. Those 100 days will be commemorated by Book of Hope's 100 Days of Hope. Book of Hope's Cal Rott says that they have a lot of work ahead of them.
We are going to train 1,200 people in Rwanda, young people primarily, to go into the schools and to distribute and put on a program, a dynamic program that explains the gospel to just over 2 million students in schools.
Roth says they want to do that in 100 days, which is a huge undertaking.
It means when you take into account the weekends and so on, we have to do a distribution in 40 schools a day. It's an unbelievable task.
The training begins in January. Pray that they'll be able to find the right volunteers and that the church will be effective in outreach. Meanwhile, it's uncertain whether it's because of illiteracy or cultural conditioning, but two-thirds of the world's people prefer oral over written communication. That's what Back to the Bible's reporting, at least. That means that radio is the perfect way to convey the Bible's message to 4 billion people. That's why your support is needed for the more than 60 broadcasts they're producing in 23 languages spoken by 56% of the world. Pray that many will catch the vision for this outreach and support it. And finally, I know we just talked about this on Tuesday, but this is important. With Thanksgiving in the U.S. just days away, funding is needed now to assure a successful holiday outreach. Funding for Here's Life Inner City's Box of Love campaign is down considerably because of Hurricane Katrina. $37 is all it takes to provide a holiday meal for a needy family of six, which becomes a wonderful tool for inner city churches to reach out with the gospel. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the book, For the Love of My Brothers, by founder of Open Doors, Brother Andrew, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The book features incredible firsthand accounts of Open Doors' continuing work with the suffering church. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.